It's available.
Available now! With no artificial flavors, sweeteners, or petroleum-based dyes. It's all natural, and it's harvested on American ground. Field to table. You're making America smart again, baby.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pugh.
3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
So is the Democrat Party terrorizing the American people? Now think about that phrase for just a moment, terrorizing.
That's a pretty strong word.
Because for years, Democrats, the media, the so-called experts, they've told us that terrorism is something that comes from overseas. Men in caves in Afghanistan, radical groups in the Middle East, always something foreign.
Wait. That's what the left says? That terrorism comes from overseas?
Well, that's what they report on.
No, the left has been saying...
In recent times, it's homegrown.
Yeah, they're
but
saying...
But it's folks that look like you, the very white people.
That the left says that terrorism, that domestic terrorism, our biggest threat in this country is white domestic terrorists. Anybody that's MAGA.
Male, white.
That's what the left has been saying. Catholics.
Catholics,
I mean, I know
as
you
well.
Point at me, but you're not off the hook here
no,
either,
no,
buddy.
No, I get that. But at the same time, and what Stephen Miller, you know, of course, he's an advisor to President Trump, what he pointed out and is that he believes the Democrat Party is terrorizing the American people. And I think the American people feel that in their bones. Is that the terror that we're living with? I mean, the terror that we're living with right now isn't coming from Kabul or Tehran. It's coming from Chicago and New York.
I see what you're saying.
And
okay.
Los Angeles and Charlotte. It's coming from the failed policies of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the open border enablers like Alejandro Mayorkas that brought us to this point.
So we had a knife attack on a train, on a light rail in North Carolina this week. And it wasn't from an immigrant. It wasn't from someone overseas. It was from someone right here in this country.
But he was mentally ill.
Who had been let out of jail on no bond.
I don't think.
Because the Democrat policy is that, no, we can't do bond on anybody. But this guy, clearly not in his right mind, and yet a judge goes, go on, and this guy murdered an innocent woman on a train, basically simply because she was white. He said as he's walking off the train, he says, I got that white girl. He was seen on video
this
saying
that. Mentally ill, but at the same time, he had 14 prior arrests.
Right.
His mother wanted him locked up.
And yet Democrat policies put him back out on the street where he committed murder.
Catch and release. Again and again.
Okay.
If you or I had that many arrests, we'd be locked away forever. But because of Democrat policies, because of soft on crime prosecutors, because of so-called reform, this savage, this mentally ill individual was allowed to walk the streets until he found his next victim.
Well, and data shows that most crime in the U.S. is committed by people who have been repeat offenders.
Okay.
Most crime in the U.S. is not committed by first-time offenders.
So take a listen. Here is Stephen Miller. He went on Hannity, and he basically, he didn't ask the question. He basically gave the answer. The Democrat Party is terrorizing the American people. Take a listen.
The Democrat Party, Sean, is terrorizing the American people. Just think about what is happening in our major cities, the bloodbaths every single weekend. One victim after another, one shooting after another, one murder after another. When you have Democrat politicians like Pritzker and Newsom that are freeing illegal alien pedophiles, illegal alien child abductors, illegal alien murderers back into our streets to kidnap people, to beat them senseless, to stab them and shoot them to death? This is terrorism. being waged against the American people. And then you look at that video that chills our very souls out of Charlotte, that beautiful young woman stabbed to death, murdered savagely on a subway, just trying to get home from work, fleeing war, only to run into a Democrat war zone here in our country. That monster, 14 prior arrests, in and out, in and out. The Democrat policies of catch and release for barbarians and savages is truly an act of terror, Sean, against the American people.
I understand the point he's making, and
we don't disagree.
Yeah, it's a real problem. All of that catch and release stuff that the Democrats have done. And let's be very clear. A lot of this ideology from the left comes from the assumption that our justice system is racist, right? They will say our justice system is institutionally racist. And so what's going on, they say nobody should be in jail because they're poor, right? That's their argument against cash bail.
I don't think, you know what? I'm not even going there that they're making an argument. I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to prop up their power with these constituents that are criminals, that advocate for criminals, for lawlessness, and that's where they feel like that they can get a steady stream of voters from.
From criminals?
From criminals? From criminal elements?
No, they make this into a racial thing so that they can continue to keep black voters on the Democrat plantation. That's why they make this a racial thing. They say, look, our justice system is putting too many black men into jail because the black men are poor. And so we shouldn't be doing that because they say crime comes from poverty, that poverty causes crime. That's what the left says. That's arguments they make.
That's an absolute con.
Well, I'm not saying necessarily it's a con, because in order for it to be a con, the left would have to actually understand that they're dead wrong. I don't think they understand they're dead wrong. They are dead wrong. I don't think they understand it. Again, as Ronald Reagan said, the problem with our left is that so much of what they know just isn't so.
But these Democrats, I mean, you understand what's going on here, the madness of it all.
Yes.
These Democrats all across the country are literally freeing not just illegal alien pedophiles and abductors and murderers back on our street, but they're not in favor of deporting them.
Nope.
Or detaining them.
Nope.
These folks are released. Do you understand the madness of this?
Yeah.
These are people who should have never been in our country in the first place. They cross our border illegally. They commit these heinous crimes. And instead of removing them, Democrats said, let's give them another chance. Another chance for what? That's not compassion. That's not reform. That is, as Stephen Miller said, I think that's an act of terror against the American people. And when you have folks... He was an American citizen, the fella in the monster in Charlotte.
Yeah.
But again, you have this revolving
it's the catch
door
and release
at the jail.
Right.
I mean,
which doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't accomplish anything at all. That anything good, at least. What it accomplishes is you take people who are prone to criminal activity and you convince them that they will get away with their criminal activity.
That it's an act of, I do believe it is an act of terror against the American people. And it can only be explained this way. You have to hate America to do this. You have to hate America to do this. You have to hate the safety of your own citizens, the lives of your own families, to prioritize criminals over law-abiding taxpayers.
I don't know if it takes hate or just complete idiocy. I you know, you could say that you have to hate America, or you could just say, these people just aren't that smart. They're not near as smart as they say they are, because their policies are flat out dumb.
Well, they're unleashing crime in our cities. And you see that every day as these Democrat mayors and governors basically fight President Trump in trying to reduce crime in their cities.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, Israel attacked the leaders of Hamas today with the bombing inside the nation of Qatar. The Israeli Air Force bombed a building in Doha. However, the leaders of Hamas, who had apparently gathered there, survived the attack. President Trump reacted to the bombing with mixed feelings. White House spokesperson Carolyn Leavitt said, unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation with and a close ally of the United States that is working very hard and bravely taking risks with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals. However, eliminating Hamas, who have profited off the misery of those living in Gaza, is a worthy goal. Israel says they were the sole entity responsible for the attack.
What do you think about that?
If you're going to take the shot and destroy international relations with Qatar, you better not miss. And Israel missed. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, a judge in Michigan has thrown out criminal charges against 16 people stemming from the 2020 election. The Democrat Attorney General in Michigan, Dana Nessel, brought the charges against these 16 individuals for acting as fake electors for Donald Trump, even though Joe Biden was determined to have won the popular vote in Michigan that year. All 16 individuals believed there were serious irregularities in the Michigan election, including an odd spike in the number of votes counted for Joe Biden in the middle of the night. District Court Judge Kristen Simmons threw out the case this week. She said, I believe that they were executing their constitutional right to seek redress, and that's based on the statements of all the people's witnesses. Nessel's office is considering appealing the decision.
Can we just drop the charade that the 2020 election was the most secure election in American history?
Yeah, I think we dropped that charade. And the third thing we need to know before tomorrow, one of the key figures of the IRS Tea Party targeting scandal has been fired. Holly Paz was the IRS Commissioner of Large Business and International Division. She had previously been the top deputy of Lois Lerner, overseeing the tax-exempt status of conservative political groups. In 2017, during the first Trump administration, the IRS finally admitted they had intentionally targeted conservative groups who were opposed to the Affordable Care Act and other Obama administration priorities. But no one was fired for their illegal activities at the time. While Paz has been fired from the IRS, the Treasury Department has declined to say what she was fired for.
And don't think for a moment that deep state folks are still embedded in the IRS targeting conservatives.
No, they still are there. Don't think for a moment they haven't left. They're still there. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So a judge in Maryland has now issued, in his infinite legal wisdom, a preliminary injunction against the Trump administration's passport policy of requiring that a transgender person's biological sex, not their identity, not their feelings, not their preferred pronoun, but their actual sex, be listed on their passport.
It's not just for transgender people. This actually applies to anyone because, according to the Biden administration, put in this ruling that you could have male, female, or X on your passport. Well, if gender doesn't matter on a passport, then why bother having the male and female categories at all? Presumably, there's a reason why we put male and female on the passports to begin with,
You got to look at the purpose of the passport. It's not a diary.
Right.
It's not a personal blog. It's not a feel-good document to affirm your identity.
Right.
A passport is an official government document, right?
It's supposed to be based on the truth.
It proves who you are.
Do we get to say X for which country you're from? So I'm from the United States or X. Do I get to put that there?
Exactly. The point of a passport isn't to make you feel good about yourself. It is to ensure that customs agents, border police, and security personnel can verify who you are, that you are who you say you are.
Okay.
And this is about security.
If I don't have to tell you what my gender is, and I don't have to be truthful about that, why is my name on the passport? Why do I have to put my name and only my name on the passport? Why can't I just put X there? Okay, how about my birthday? Why is my birthday on my passport? Why can't I just put X? It hurts my feelings that I am as old as I actually am. I identify as 20 years younger.
Okay, but when you stand before that border patrol agent or customs agent,
right,
and the passport says female,
yeah,
but the person standing before you is a 6 foot tall man with a beard,
I am not letting that person into my country.
There's going to be confusion. There's going to be suspicion, obviously, and confusion and suspicion, I mean, that can mean delays. It can mean detention.
It can mean imprisonment, yeah. That's the whole point here.
I mean, think about the 9/11 hijackers.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the FBI knew who these folks were.
They got into the country with legitimate passports. What if we can just put X on everything?
I mean, we have another 9/11.
This isn't supposed to be a social experiment. It is a security tool.
It's just absurdity.
And yet, that's how the left thinks. Okay, we got a question for American mamas. Dear mamas, do you remember as a child an adult being mean to you?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama,
mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been
through. And joining us now are American mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. And joining us now are American mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. yes. Do y'all?
You must have somebody in mind, Stephen.
Oh, I'm sorry. One person? Oh.
I do have that. You know, I saw a study that talked about children, because they're so impressionable, they're very small, and they have very few memories and experiences. If you are mean to a child, it has a lifelong impression on them. Mm. And it made me think of myself, and I thought, well, who's been mean to me? And I can tell you exactly the moments, the times, the people. I don't remember any teacher. I don't remember any names of people I knew when I was little, but I remember Miss Youngblood. And when I was talking, making a Christmas project, calling me up to the front, and I was very quiet. I was a very good little girl. She opened my hand and she popped my hand with a metal ruler, and I never forgave her for it.
What grade were you in?
Third grade. I was devastated.
Mm.
It hurt my heart so much. Yeah. Because it felt so...
Because you're one of those kids that wanted to please.
I wanted to please. I never forgot her, and I thought she was the ugliest teacher. And from then on, I couldn't stand her.
Well, now I need to find her.
What about you?
I can't handle it when someone's mean to my sisters. Okay, so the only time I can remember, I don't... You know, I've said this before. If people were mean to me, I didn't realize it. Because I thought, why would they... You know, I thought they were having a bad day. I don't really know. But I do remember Miss Fridge, fourth grade, when she probably didn't mean to be mean, but it crushed my soul. We were learning. I was not good at math. And
no way.
This is still not. Fourth grade. And she said, she was introducing fractions. And she said, she introduced it in such a way like, this is going to be a hard one. We might need to part, you know, Miss Spinks, I think you need to scoot your desk over with Miss Shepherd, Susan Shepherd, my friend. And she said, Susan, you're going to have to help Terry with this.
Oh.
And I was so embarrassed. I was fourth grade, and I was so embarrassed. Of course, I used humor. That's how my family, you know, operates. So I did. But this is what I remember about it, though. I was so crushed. But I went home, and I was so sad. And what, nine years old, 10 years old. And Dad said, what's wrong? And I said, I told him the story, and I started bawling. I said, I'm not stupid. I know I'm not stupid. And he put me on his lap, sat on his lap, and he said, Terry, look, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about the Miss Bridges of the world. Let me tell you what you have that Miss Bridge will never have. You've got a heart for people. People respond to you. You're going to go so far in this life, Terry, because you get people. You understand them. You're very smart. You may not know math, and we'll get a tutor if you need that, but you have something she doesn't have. That's social skills. And from that point on, it went on to this whole thing, and I felt like I was elevated to the sky. You know,
right.
I thought, oh, I'm going to conquer anything and everything. My
dad
just told me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if she was being mean, but it was one of the days I'll never forget as long as I live. The other one was remember those ladies that kept us at the nursery when mom and dad would go to church? Yeah, at the...
Wait, no.
Not BB and...
like when that lady hit you?
Yes.
Oh my
yes.
gosh. So she...
I was little.
Terry and I were going to daycare. Terry's 16 months younger than me, so I felt like I was so much older. And Terry did something and a teacher slapped her and then put her in the corner. And I went and stood in the corner with her.
Yeah.
And I remember
that. You sat with me. My sister was in the corner with me. We were little.
It was the last time we ever went.
Yeah, because then you told mom and dad, and that was it. We never did go back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you think those moments of adults being mean to you still affect you today?
I think it still affects you in how you treat children.
Yes.
Because of going through an experience where someone's mean to you, you never forget that you never want to make another child ever. Like we talked about the Karen at the Philly game, you know, and taking the ball from the boy, or the CEO, you know, taking the hat. Those kids will never forget that experience.
Right.
But I'm telling you what, they will never let that happen to anyone else, any other kid. So sometimes I think those kinds of experiences are important because it helps us have empathy, but it also helps us in our own educating other children or.
Well, and also it's like, you know, y'all know that I love to collect books about the great, you know, athletes, coaches, business leaders, presidents. And what makes them so great is the adversity they get around, whether it's a person, whether it's health, whether it's financial crisis, something has come into their life and they were forced to get around that. So I always look at that and I think, I never want to be that chapter in someone's book where I was the adversity that they had to get around to become great.
Yeah.
I never wanted to be that chapter. And there are coaches in my children's lives that I thought, that's your chapter. You know, that's you. I'll never be that in someone's chapter. I'll do everything I can to not be.
That's very interesting because I definitely want to be much more of a mentor than an obstacle.
For sure.
For folks. That's more where my goal is. Now, whether I achieve that or not, that's, you know, that can be very, that's up to someone else's interpretation.
Right,
right. But that's my goal.
For sure. I think that's everybody. If you're in this world and you want to be catapulted to your own greatness, your own destiny, then that's all you can really imagine wanting to do is to be that person that's going to uplift, encourage, be like my dad. He made us feel like that we could conquer the world. You know, just be that.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nativolt, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Keep your ear to the ground. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, one of President Trump's campaign promises was a 10% cap mm-hmm. on credit card interest rates.
Yeah, I remember saying that.
And that apparently it would save Americans $100 billion per year.
It's a lot of money.
But, you know, should government really be in the business of setting prices or capping interest rates?
No.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. And
I mean, it sounds like price controls.
It is.
And you distort the market.
It does.
I mean, you create shortages because... Presumably, banks may extend credit
right.
to fewer folks, and those are likely going to be the folks who are in the most desperate need for credit.
Well, and it's also, interest rates are based off of market risk. So if you're not a good risk to a bank, they're going to charge you more money on that. And that does two things. One, it protects the bank in case you do default. But two, it also makes it less likely that you're going to take out a loan with massive interest rates that you can't actually afford to pay back.
But the flip side of that is, I think President Trump has made the argument that there is really no competition, even though because you've got Chase, you've got right. Citibank, you've right. got Bank of America, you got Capital One. Those are the ones that dominate the market. They
right.
set the rates that ordinary people who use credit cards the most can't escape.
Yeah, it's not like you can go to your local credit card guy.
Exactly.
It's MasterCard, Visa,
Anyway, MX, yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but we've got a really special guest.
I'm very excited about this. So we've covered this story since its beginning, but...
Masterpiece Cake.
Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado. I'm very excited about this because joining us on the phone now, Jack Phillips from Masterpiece Cake Shop. Jack, welcome to American Ground Radio, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here tonight.
All right. I want to start with the most important thing, because while we were talking during the commercial break, you mentioned that there's a website where I can order your cookies and brownies. How do I get your cookies and brownies? Because that's something I need in my life.
Yeah, masterpiececakeshop.store, like grocery store.
Nice.
So there's items that we can ship on there. We can't ship cakes, but... there's some things that we can't ship because people like to eat brownies and cookies.
Okay. Now, for folks that, just to remind folks of your story, you were trying to sell wedding cakes. There were two men that came in and said, hey, we want to have a wedding cake for our wedding together to each other. And you went, wait, that doesn't really comport with my religious beliefs. I can sell you something else. I just can't make a personal wedding cake because your cakes are works of art. You pour yourself into them. I'd be happy to sell you something else. Here are some cookies and brownies, but I can't sell you a wedding cake. And they sued you, and you went all the way to the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah, that's it. I was glad to serve these two men in any capacity that I would serve you or any of your friends or family, anybody I know. I will sell anything in my shop. But there are certain items that we decided before we opened the shop that we wouldn't create because of the nature of the items. It might have a custom cake that has profanity on it. I don't swear, so I'm not going to write it on a cake. A cake with pornography, just things like that. The message of the cake is important. And when these two men came in and asked me if I would create a custom cake to celebrate their same-sex wedding, that's something that goes against my faith. The Bible defines what marriage is. Jesus said that it's one man, one woman. God created male and female, and that's the rule. That's the law. And so I can't create a cake that goes against what the Bible says. And I didn't invent marriage. And I told these two men, I'd be glad to serve you. Our conversation was actually only like 20 seconds long. I told them I would serve them brownies, cookies, selling birthday cakes, shower cakes. I just couldn't create a cake for a same-sex wedding. Because if you walked into a hotel conference room or anywhere, a church basement, and you saw a cake sitting in the corner, you'd know that a wedding is being celebrated, a marriage is being celebrated. The cake is a message in and of itself. And I couldn't create a cake to go against, containing a message that goes against my deeply held beliefs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that case, they filed a complaint with the state of Colorado. Colorado sued me, and we ended up going all the way to the United States Supreme Court.
Now, Jack, there has been many copycat-type cases since yours.
Just this last week in California.
Do you believe, though, going back to that first interaction with those two men, do you feel like you were targeted for this very purpose so that they would end up suing you and it would end up going before the courts, et cetera? Or do you think this was just by chance?
It was not by chance, but it wasn't targeting either. There's a very nice restaurant here in Lakewood. It's a suburb of Denver that would refer to people to me all the time. They have, you know, dinner would be expensive there, but they didn't have anybody on their staff who could create custom cakes like I do. So they would refer people, their customers, to my shop to do that. They didn't know that this was a cake that they were referring that I couldn't create. I would be glad to serve those two men in any other capacity. So they didn't know that. However, then after we won 7-2 at the U.S. Supreme Court in June of 2018, 3 weeks later, I was sued again by the state of Colorado because I declined to create a cake that was pink on the inside and blue on the outside. And that's not a problem. I could do that anytime, except for we were told by this person that those colors were significant and they were to signify changing gender from male to female. Now it became a message that I wouldn't create. So that person filed a complaint with the state. Colorado sued me again. And then they subsequently dismissed that case. But then the person who filed the complaint sued me again in a personal lawsuit. So we've been in court for 12 and a half, almost 13 years.
And again, other kick shops, California, having to go to the Supreme Court fighting the same fight that you've done. You've got a book out called The Cost of My Faith, How a Decision in My Cake Shop Took Me to the Supreme Court. That's available on Amazon.com. And there's a documentary that was released this last week called Truth Rising. What is Truth Rising all about?
Truth Rising is a documentary. It was produced by Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. And it's a challenge for Christians to stand for the truth, to live in their everyday life, like me, according to the truth of God's word. And so it's a challenge to know what the truth is and to live by the truth, and to an encouragement for all of us to do what God's commanded us to do and empowers us to do. And that's tell the truth in this crazy culture.
Jack, you talk about your faith, you talk about God. Obviously, this has been, you know, 12 years of court battles, which would have bankrupted most people. Obviously, you've gotten some help on that. But I'm curious, what has God told you throughout all of this that you're willing to share with us? What has God said to you in the process of all of this, especially in some of your darkest moments?
Well, the only really dark moment I had was the afternoon that the two gentlemen, they swore at me, they flipped me off, they stormed out of my shop, and then 20 minutes later I started getting phone calls accusing me, threatening me, hateful phone calls. And I stopped at the grocery store on my way home with my head spinning, thinking, you know, what's going on? Everybody here hates me. They're all going to call me. But God gave me a verse out of the New Testament, 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And it was a sound mind that got me. It wasn't fear. I just didn't know what was going on. But the sound mind part, God said, this is my fight. This is not your fight. Oh, and from that moment till tonight, I've been at peace with everything that's gone on. And you mentioned the legal costs. The group that's defended us through this whole 13-year period is the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Great group.
And they understand that a guy like me... What's that? Yeah, they understand that a guy like me can't afford to take a lawyer to lunch, let alone go to the U.S. Supreme Court. So Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, was formed to supply lawyers to help somebody like me. So they've done so for all these years, pro bono, for free. They've never charged me.
Jack
it's
Phillips.
Not free.
I'm sorry to cut you off. We're hitting a heartbreak here. Jack Phillips, Masterpiece Cake Shop. Go masterpiececakeshop.store. The Cost of My Faith is available on Amazon, and Truth Rising on YouTube. Go watch that documentary. Jack, thank you so much for your fight and for spending some time with us here today. We'll be right back.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion Hiring and Screening Solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body in a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website, it's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life Enzor.com/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to VNI.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20. What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So there is a big change coming for Social Security recipients at the end of September.
Oh.
So the Social Security Administration, I think they're doing something smart.
Okay.
I mean, in the words of President Trump, I think something tremendous. Yes. They're doing something very big.
That's that your Trump impersonation is getting better by the day.
I don't really practice it. But,
but it's coming, man. You're doing well.
But nevertheless, apparently now, the Social Security Administration is going to stop issuing paper checks at the end of September.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to affect hundreds of thousands of beneficiaries. Now,
okay.
Less than 1% of Social Security Administration beneficiaries receive paper checks. Less than 1%.
Yeah.
However, if you're someone that has no other means to receive payment, federal government, Social Security Administration is going to continue to issue paper checks.
So they're going to stop paper checks except for people who need paper checks?
And yes. Well, I mean, if you have no other means, like, for example, you don't have internet.
Okay.
You might not have internet.
Yeah, there's
service,
folks,
et cetera, et cetera.
Right. But you might have direct deposit. And I mean, the ability of most banks, I guess you would have to have not have internet and not have a bank. Because if you have
a bank. Sure, I'm sure there are some special circumstances. I mean, you could be, you could have some handicaps that prevent you from receiving that or being able to manage that electronically.
That's
for example.
Possible.
But nevertheless, I think one of the reasons that President Trump is advocating for this is that it reduces fraud and theft.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you know how many paper checks get stolen every year?
Oh, yeah.
Or end up in the wrong hands? I mean, criminals love paper checks. They steal them from mailboxes. They forge signatures.
Right.
They rip off seniors. But with electronic payments, the scam should be over. Because direct deposit, as you pointed out, that goes directly into your bank account.
Don't have to even worry about it. Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.
So back in 2018, the state of Kentucky passed a new law that established in most divorce cases, custody of the children would be split 50-50 between fathers and mothers. I think that's a bright spot. In most states, basically the default is mom's going to be the one getting the custody. Dad will get every other weekend and a couple of holidays, right? I mean, dad's part-time dads at that point. Kentucky says, no, we're going to have an equal split on this. And look, I think just on principle, this is a fair idea. Fathers and mothers are both important in the lives of their children. And the data shows that kids who grow up without their fathers in their lives are much more likely to end up in jail, fail to graduate from high school, get pregnant before getting married, or end up living in poverty as adults. All of those things much more likely if you don't have a dad in your life.
Those are facts.
Those are facts.
Those are just facts. We're not passing judgment.
Right.
We're not saying that single mothers aren't doing the very best job that they can, or grandmothers are not doing the very best job that they can.
But there's a reason why God designed families to be fathers and mothers. Now, there are some times when it doesn't work out. And there are cases where one parent or another shouldn't be allowed anywhere 100%. Near their kids.
100%.
And the Kentucky law allows for those exceptions. They just start off before any evidence is produced in the case. They go, okay, baseline assumption is this is going to be a 50-50 split unless you can show us why it shouldn't be. Okay? Now, I think that on its own is a positive. But there was an unintended consequence of the change in Kentucky's divorce law. That is another bright spot. Going to a 50-50 split in custody ended up in fewer total divorces in Kentucky.
Because you couldn't totally divorce the other spouse. I mean, you could reduce your interaction.
So this is from the Daily Caller. The common sense approach to divorce in child custody cases has had a major effect, with the state's divorce rate dropping by 25% from 2016 to 2023, surpassing the nationwide decrease of 18%, the National Center for Marriage and Research at Bowling Green State University found. So overall in the country, divorce rates are going down. That's a good thing. But in Kentucky, they're going down faster than the rest of the country. And part of this is, so this is Matt Hale, vice chair of the National Parents Organization. He told the Wall Street Journal, parents are now more inclined to remain together since shared custody requires couples to work things out and communicate. You're not going to be able to divorce and not see this person. You're going to be seeing this person 50% of the time.
And you know, that kind of mirrors along. I say mirrors. It's consistent with the fact that when courts mandate therapy for couples, their divorce rates decline.
Right.
Those dreaded court-ordered counseling, you know, the kind of thing that sounds like government sticking its nose where it doesn't belong.
Right.
It actually works.
Yes.
I mean, because...
And again, there's a state interest in this because children who grow up with both parents, two-parent privilege is a real thing. Children who grow up with both parents in the home do a lot better than kids who don't. So Arkansas, West Virginia, Florida, and Missouri have all passed similar laws following Kentucky's lead here. And now 20 other states are considering a 50-50 custody baseline standard.
But see, most divorces aren't about catastrophic failure. I mean, or failures. They're about neglect and small grievances that are piling up and the inability of folks to manage or to resolve conflicts,
bad communication, things like that.
And
right?
So if you're whether you're ordering therapy or whether you're giving custody 50-50, those folks know they're still going to have to interact with one another, so they find a way to stay together.
Helping families decide to stay together and work things out is a bright spot. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com. And find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International.
International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20.
It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets, and blanket pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, this would almost be laughable if it wasn't so revealing. You had Fox News host Bret Baier.
Yes.
I mean, he's usually a pretty straight shooter.
Okay.
But he's clearly fishing this time. He sat down with Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah.
And he asked her whether she thought the 22nd Amendment was cut and dry. Take a listen.
Right. And the 22nd Amendment says you can only run for office for 2 terms.
True.
You think that that's cut and dry?
Well, that's, you know, that's what the amendment says, right? You know, after FDR had 4 terms, that's what that amendment says.
Why does he ask her a ridiculous question like that? What did he think she was going to do?
Well, because
she was just going to go off on the president and say how ridiculous and stupid that he is for saying that he's going to run for a third term in 2028, even though he's clearly trolling the media when he and leftists when he says that.
Look, the president has said this multiple times.
Okay,
and you're talking to a Supreme Court justice who would be called in if he were to run.
Come on.
And you've said on this show, you've said on this show that he could, or maybe he could run for vice president, then J.D. Vance would retire and he could be president.
That's a different discussion. He said, is the 22nd Amendment pretty cut and dry?
It kind of is.
I think he was trolling. He was fishing for her to basically go off on the president and make headlines. I think it was beneath. I think it's beneath Bret Baier.
I think it's a legitimate question. I mean, I'd be like, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
We were just talking about the importance of parents. Here are some parental words of wisdom. Michael Jordan said, my heroes are and were my parents. I can't see having anyone else as my heroes. You've got Barbara Mikulski. I believe honor thy father and mother is not just good commandment to live by, it's good public policy to govern by. Jim DeMint, one of the greatest titles in the world is parent. One of the biggest blessings in the world is to have parents to call mom and dad. And Abraham Lincoln said, all that I am or hope to be, I owe to my mother.
Always, always. Such loving memories, our parents.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.